Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The city of Philadelphia is reporting its first death linked to the coronavirus, a man in his 50s who officials say had an underlying health issue.
This is the first death in Philadelphia, and we certainly expect more deaths in the future. We can't save everyone, but we want to save as many people as possible, which is why we're taking all these steps we can to try to slow the spread of this infection.
And Health Commissioner Thomas Farley stresses the most important step is the city's order to stay home. Delaware County reporting its first two deaths from COVID-19. With more on that, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert.
Delaware County officials say an 85-year-old man who was hospitalized after contracting coronavirus has died. They're saying they're not releasing where he lived out of concerns for the family. They also say an 86-year-old woman from Delaware County died in a Montgomery County hospital. They say she was a resident at Rosewood Garden Rehab and Nursing Center in Broomall. County officials send their condolences to the family and say it's a reminder of why social distancing and stay-at-home orders are necessary to protect vulnerable populations.
The Philadelphia Archdiocese is advising priests that the public won't be able to attend Palm Sunday and Easter celebrations in a few weeks because of this coronavirus pandemic. With more on this, KYW's Mark Abrams.
Priests were given guidance on that they can continue to conduct those celebrations, but the churches must be closed to the public during that time. They're encouraged to have people look in on live streams. Some parishes are doing live streams of some of the ceremonies. But at this point, right now, the public will not be allowed to participate in any of the Palm Sunday or Holy Week or Easter celebrations this year.
Similar guidance has been issued by the Camden Diocese as well. The Senate is expected to vote on a $2 trillion stimulus package that could soon bring relief to millions of Americans. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports an agreement was announced on the floor of the Senate at 1:30 in the morning.
After days of negotiations, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the deal, billed as the largest relief package in history. McConnell said it's a wartime level of investment, with a key element being money going directly to people.
It will rush financial assistance to Americans through direct checks to households from the middle class on down.
Which means, based on income, most individuals would get $1,200, and families would also get $500 per child.
Hundreds of billions would also fund expanded unemployment and loans for small businesses and distressed companies. New Jersey's virus numbers, second only to New York State, 3,675 cases now reported, at least 124 of them in South Jersey. There's one fatality locally among the 44 now confirmed statewide. But the state officials are starting to get an idea of the true scope of the pandemic now, as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
It's preliminary to be sure, but seven private labs submitting numbers to the health department suggest 27% of the people they've tested have come back with positive results. That could assist in state planning going forward. FEMA's planning to open four field hospitals in the state soon, one of them at the Atlantic City Convention Center. More protective equipment is coming in for healthcare workers. But Governor Phil Murphy insists water companies must join other utilities and put shutoff actions on hold.
Governor Murphy says he can't say how long schools may remain closed or how long the state's stay-at-home order will remain in place. The outbreak has prompted New Jersey to temporarily stop taking cash tolls on the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway. Turnpike Authority spokesperson Tom Feeney on what that means to you.
If you have Easy Pass, there's going to be no change. If you generally pay with cash, what will happen is the camera will take a picture of your license plate, and the bill will be sent to the registered owner of the car.
That bill will charge no more than the cash toll the driver is due. Feeney says 85% of drivers on those roads use Easy Pass, and toll collectors will be paid while this policy is in effect. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.